Iran's grounded Yemen flight ignites fresh Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia. A single blocked Iranian flight into Sana'a in July 2026 has set in motion the most dangerous escalation in Yemen since the UN-brokered ceasefire of April 2022, threatening to drag the Red Sea corridor, Gulf oil infrastructure, and global shipping lanes into a conflict that institutional capital has not yet fully priced. The sequence is precise and damaging. On July 13, 2026, a Saudi-led coalition airstrike disabled the runway at Sana'a International Airport, preventing the landing of a Mahan Air flight carrying a senior Houthi delegation. Mahan Air is Iranian privately owned and listed on U.S. sanctions lists. The Houthis had attempted to fly the delegation in without prior coalition authorization, a requirement in place for a decade under war-related protocols. When Saudi Arabia struck the runway, the Houthis responded with attacks on Abha Airport in southwestern Saudi Arabia and announced a maritime blockade on Saudi shipping in the Red Sea. Coalition strikes followed on Hodeidah and Camaran Island. Both sides then escalated further. The Houthis launched missiles and drones at military camps in central and southern Yemen, killing what Yemeni officials described as dozens of troops and civilians. The port of Makkah, under the internationally recognized government's control, sustained severe damage from a Houthi strike. Yemen today faces a greater risk of renewed large-scale conflict than at any point since the UN-brokered truce of April 2022, UN. Yemen envoy Hans Grundberg warned, adding that escalation risks jeopardizing the gains of the 2022 truce, while also drawing the country into a broader regional confrontation with devastating consequences for its people. For institutional investors, the nut paragraph is this: the 2022 truce was the single most important stabilizing mechanism for Red Sea trade in the post-Yemen conflict era. Its collapse, in the context of a simultaneously active U.S.-Iran war that began February 28, 2026, does not represent a regional footnote. It represents a structural threat to one of the world's three most critical maritime choke points, arriving precisely when the other two, the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, are already under active interdiction pressure. The Mahan Air Gambit, sovereignty play, not a miscalculation, the Houthis did not stumble into this confrontation. Yasmin Aleryani, an analyst at the Sana'a Center for Strategic Studies, framed the flight directly. By activating the Yemeni front, Tehran reiterates the strategic value of that pressure lever and signals that attacks on Iran can produce costs elsewhere, particularly for Saudi Arabia and the Gulf. The choice of Mahan Air was deliberate. Flying a U.S.-sanctioned Iranian carrier into Sana'a without coalition clearance was a direct challenge to Saudi control of Yemeni airspace. When the coalition struck the runway, the Houthis had the pretext they needed to reframe the entire escalation as a sovereignty dispute, not an extension of the Iran war. Ahmed Naghi, senior Yemen analyst at the International Crisis Group, identified this reframing as strategically significant. The Houthis shifted from seeking confidence-building measures, such as salary payments to civil servants in their territories, to clearly casting the conflict as being about Yemen's sovereignty over its airspace, ports, and territorial waters. Naghi noted that, by taking direct action to reassert this view, the Houthis have raised the political stakes and made future compromise considerably more difficult. The Saudi-led coalition did attempt a compromise. The internationally recognized Yemeni government offered to facilitate the Houthi delegation's travel on a non-Iranian airline. The Houthis declined, according to government and Houthi officials who spoke anonymously to discuss the negotiations. The Omani-backed channel, which eventually secured the flight's landing in Hodeidah, according to a Gulf official who also requested anonymity, has not produced a broader settlement. Our view: the Houthis did not want a deal. The escalation is the strategy. Choke point economics. Bab el-Mandeb and Hormuz are both broken. The commercial damage from this escalation is measurable and already severe. Shipping traffic through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, and the Red Sea has declined more than 50% since Houthi attacks on shipping began in 2023, according to Reuters. Since the Houthis announced their maritime blockade last month, volume has fallen further, to an average of 32 ships per day through the strait last week, compared with approximately 50 before the blockade was declared. The Strait of Hormuz has deteriorated in parallel. On a single day this month, only 6 vessels transited the strait, against a 10-day average of approximately 11 and pre-war levels of roughly 130 to 140 ships per day. That is a traffic collapse of more than 95% from pre-war norms at one of the world's most critical energy choke points. As of August 11, 2026 U.S., Central Command has redirected 55 commercial vessels attempting to run the Iran blockade, disabled 3 noncompliant vessels, and boarded 2. The Pentagon confirmed that a U.S. Navy MH-60 helicopter fired 2 Hellfire missiles into the engine room of the Panama-flagged MV Vila Nova in the Gulf of Oman, the 12th vessel struck by U.S. forces since the blockade was announced in April. At least 4 crew members were killed in a separate suspected Houthi attack on the Egyptian-owned cargo ship Tihama in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait on August 11, according to Yemeni officials. Yemeni sources told Reuters that 3 Pakistani crew members and 1 Indonesian crew member were among the dead, marking the first crew deaths in a Houthi shipping strike since the Iran war formally began on February 28, 2026. The implication for commodity pricing and freight markets is direct. 2 choke points through which a combined fraction of their pre-war vessel traffic is now passing represent a sustained supply-side shock to global energy and container trade that cannot be resolved by rerouting alone. Internal Houthi pressure and the political economy of escalation, the external escalation serves an internal purpose. Salah Ali Salah, a Yemeni researcher, identified the mechanism clearly. A prolonged no-war, no-peace situation has generated growing internal pressure on the Houthi leadership by raising public expectations for economic and living improvements that the group has not delivered. The Houthis have responded by directing blame toward the Saudi air and naval blockade on their territories. This is a recognizable playbook. A governing authority under internal economic pressure manufactures an external confrontation to consolidate domestic support and externalize the cause of public suffering. The blockade becomes the narrative and the escalation becomes the demand. Lift the blockade or the war expands. The humanitarian baseline in Houthi-controlled territories is already among the worst globally. The Yemen conflict, which began with the Saudi-led coalition's entry in March 2015, has produced one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with populations in Houthi-held areas among the most food insecure. Investment positioning, energy, freight, and regional exposure for private equity and institutional capital, 3 vectors require immediate repricing. Saudi oil and petrochemical assets carry direct kinetic risk. The Houthis have announced explicitly that all Saudi oil facilities are targets to our missiles and drones. Per banners displayed at a Houthi rally in Sana'a on July 17, 2026, photographed by AP. This is not rhetorical posturing in the current environment. The Houthis attacked Saudi oil facilities in 2019 and have demonstrated drone and missile reach into the kingdom. The current escalation follows a more dangerous trajectory because the U.S.-Iran conflict has removed the diplomatic ceiling that previously constrained proxy escalation. The Placamium view the market is treating the Yemen escalation as a contained regional flare-up. It is not. The more precise frame is that the 2022 truce, which stabilized the Bab el-Mandeb for 2 years and allowed global shippers to price Yemen risk as manageable, has functionally collapsed. The trigger, a blocked flight operated by a sanctioned Iranian carrier, is the proximate cause. The structural cause is the U.S.-Iran war, which has removed Tehran's incentive to restrain its proxies and given the Houthis both material support and political cover to escalate. The second order effect that the market has not priced. The Oman mediation channel, which has been the single most reliable back channel for Yemen de-escalation since 2021, is now operating under conditions where the Houthis have already rejected a direct compromise offer, and where Iran's strategic interests actively favor continued pressure on Saudi Arabia and Gulf shipping. Oman's leverage declined as Tehran's appetite for proxy costs rises. For institutional capital with exposure to global logistics, Middle East energy infrastructure, or emerging market sovereign debt in the Gulf Cooperation Council, the operative question is not whether this escalation resolves quickly. It is whether the 2022 truce framework, which underpinned 2 years of freight market normalization, can be rebuilt while the Iran war continues. Plaquemium's view is that it cannot, on any timeline shorter than the duration of the broader U.S.-Iran conflict. Freight disruption through the Red Sea corridor should be treated as a persistent structural cost, not a temporary shock. The energy transition parallel is not coincidental in timing. As Idaho National Laboratory this summer brought new reactor designs critical for the first time under the Trump administration's nuclear fast-track program, the fragility of hydrocarbon transit infrastructure is simultaneously being stress-tested in the Bab el-Mandeb and the Strait of Hormuz. Capital that is long on next-generation nuclear and distributed energy, and short on Red Sea freight normalization, is positioned correctly for the 2026 to 2028 window. The bottom line, the Yemen truce is broken in everything but name. The Bab el-Mandeb carries less than two-thirds of its pre-blockade traffic. The Strait of Hormuz is at a fraction of pre-war throughput. Saudi oil infrastructure is under declared Houthi targeting. The Oman Channel is intact but not productive. Every week the U.S.-Iran conflict continues, the Houthis have less reason to negotiate and more reason to escalate. Investors pricing Yemen as a solvable near-term risk are mispricing the structural shift that occurred on July 13, 2026, when a single Mahan air flight forced a coalition airstrike and collapsed 4 years of fragile diplomatic architecture. The forward position is to hold elevated freight risk premium on Red Sea exposure indefinitely, until a U.S.-Iran settlement framework emerges and Tehran's incentive structure changes. There is no sign of that settlement today,